With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, giving his State of the Union address, President Trump called on Congress to pass a measure that requires proper ID before a citizen can vote.
All voters must show proof of citizenship in order to vote.
He stressed passing a voter ID law should be number one on the list for Congress.
Both Republicans and Democrats overwhelmingly agree on the policy that we just enunciated. And Congress should unite and enact this common sense, country-saving legislation right now, and it should be before anything else happens.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins was generally pleased with the president's State of the Union.
I think it was a good night for the president. It was certainly a celebration of all that is good for America and what America has meant. I thought it was a great night for the president.
However, Perkins told SRN News that he wished the president had discussed the abortion issue and the sanctity of life. Delivering the Democratic response, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger says families are struggling under the president's policies.
Americans deserve to know that their leaders are focused on addressing the problems that keep them up at night. Problems that dictate where you live, whether you can afford to start a business, or whether you have to skip a prescription in order to buy groceries. So I'll ask again. Is the president working to make life more affordable for you and your family? We all know the answer is no.
New York City police officers pelted with snowballs responding to a massive snowball fight at Washington Square Park in Manhattan. This is SRN News. A Minnesota lawmaker says kids need porn.
State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, opposes a bill that would require that pornographic websites verify that their customers are adults before admitting them. Finke says that LGBT children need access to porn for, quote, educational purposes. He claims that sex education in the schools is insufficient for gay youngsters, and so lawmakers must allow them to do their learning on the web's numerous pornographic sites. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler said January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob that beat a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. This is SRN News. Waymo robo-taxis coming to four more cities in Texas and Florida.
The move expands the territory covered by Waymo's fleet of self-driving cars to 10 major U.S. metropolitan markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, as rivals are still testing their robo-taxis in a few cities. Waymo's vehicles have already been providing more than 400,000 weekly trips in the six metro areas where they've been picking up passengers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canadian regulators have approved Gulfstream G700 and G800 business jets in a move that comes weeks after a new tariff threat from President Trump over the plane status in Canada. The Transport Canada database shows that it certified the American company's latest planes on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.